Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button to help this video reach a wider audience. Before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, MedVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MedVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MedVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch, in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, the women of Star Wars say they can't spell hero without her. But Javier, the absolute legend, says, you can't spell her without he. Besides, all these female characters are the worst written in the franchise. Where are Ahsoka, Padme, Leia, and Sabine? This is not the flex that they think it is. Also, it's pretty bold of them to assume that all six of these characters identify as a her. Up next is Elliot Page selling his new book. That looks like a lot of unsold copies in the background. But the book probably wasn't written to make money, but for money laundering. There'll probably be a couple of really big bulk buyers of this book that delves into the psychology of gender insanity. Elliot also seems to be looking like he's fake smiling these days. But you can see the pain in those eyes. Those look like discount vegan eyes. Number three, how is it that Oprah looks like she's aging in reverse? Maybe it's from drinking all that baby blood and baby foreskins of skin cream. Not to mention plastic surgery and face whitening. I've seen her in real life and she looks like she's in her early to mid-40s. Even though she's 70. At this point, her and Cher will probably be eating whole babies like chickens to keep themselves looking youthful. Moving on, remember ladies, there's nothing sexier than a lobotomy. No more frustration with your husband or worrying about money and social stuff. But we don't need to bring back lobotomies. If women don't go to college, then they won't get delusions of grandeur and out-of-this-world expectations. Then there would be nothing to lobotomize. Dating uneducated women is almost the same. This girl looks like Grimes, only feral and skanky. Number five, what are this individual's pronouns? If you ask me, they look like they already ate all... This also looks like Fallout's version of Jabba the Hutt. Possible pronouns include can't slash breathe, or I'm slash fat. But I think this bears an awful resemblance to the opera singer from The Running Man. If that's who this is, then he has not aged well. Whatever their pronouns, they're definitely a Biden voter. Up next, rest in peace, little man. Brian, aged 4 here, had his arms tied behind his back, and then his mother threw him into a swimming pool. He didn't stand a chance. She probably claims that he was a late-stage abortion or something like that. Where are all the people saying that they want her and the wood chipper at? Remember that 78% of all child abuse is done by women. The courts then say it's all in the best interest of the child. Number 7, a while back, I was prompted to select all the squares containing a dishwasher. I did it accurately, but couldn't get into my accounts. So what gives? Maybe it's because I was rude to the men who invented and built the electric dishwasher. After all, when the dishes are washed by a machine, they always come out cleaner than when they're washed by a real woman. Moving on, Pearl Davis is pointing out the problems with the traditional right. And they don't like it, so they're accusing her of being a victim of attention-seeking. But trad wives are worse than feminist women these days. At least the feminist women are mean to you right off the bat. The trad wives play passive-aggressive games while pretending to be submissive. Feminist women put on a traditional disguise when their equity grift fails. Number 9, this woman says she wanted to go on a walk but remembers that she's a girl, and will get sex trafficked if she does. The only thing that she will be doing is blocking traffic when she walks outside and onto the street. She's too fat to get kidnapped unless, of course, they have a flatbed truck available. If this were the 18th century and she went for a swim in the ocean, maybe she would get harpooned and sold for whale meat. But if somebody does actually think of kidnapping her, she'll probably fall for the old free candy bits. Up next, meet Ava Louise, a woman who flashed the porthole in New York. She says she did it because people in Dublin were making fun of 9/11. But I'm sure it has nothing to do with the lonely fans page he has and trying to get subscribers with all the clout and attention trying to steal married men's pensions. This is just advertising and women are getting desperate if they have to resort to this sort of thing. Her Lonely Fools account barely had anyone there before this stunt. Number 11, this woman went out dressed like a woman from the 1920s. And some kid saw her and asked her mother if she was a ghost. The mom said, no, I think that's just a lesbian. Now the mother needs to explain to the child what a lesbian is. I guess she just should have said it's a ghost after all. Moving on, people are having trouble believing that this is the new Romeo and Juliet. I believe it, and their bond looks like it's going to be strong. I just wonder what prison this retelling is set in. This being a Disney project, I wonder which actor will be playing which role. Here, I fixed it for everyone. You're welcome. The three people that end up seeing this will probably be disappointed that there are any white people in it at all. Number 13 is a woman virtue signaling with her Black Lives Matter tattoo. Can't you just taste the virtue? I guess this is one way to say I only date black guys without actually saying it. But she's just turning herself into an easy pickup for a brother if he doesn't find anyone better by the end of the night. This is almost as bad as the refugee's welcome tattoo this guy got. Up next, remember that Superfit Hero is the only premium activewear brand designed exclusively for plus-size athletes. Eating Red Lobster into bankruptcy does not make you an athlete. Neither does waking up from bed in the morning. Those legs look so fat they might as well be AI-generated. But how do you get so fat that your knees disappear? WALL-E was a great movie and predicted that people would be morbidly obese in the future. It just underestimated the speed at which it would be happening. Number 15, we have another woman with a red flag tattoo. This one says, I hate men. How many cats and sex toys do we reckon that she has in total? Imagine the outrage if a man got a tattoo that said, I hate women. But I don't think she actually hates men. I think we just live rent-free in her head. It would have been better if she put the tattoo on her forehead. At least that would have saved her from having contacts with men, and the men would thank her for it as well. This is what daddy issues look like. Moving on is Shane, and he seeks a hostile, crazy woman for an unfulfilling relationship that will divorce him and crush his soul. He posted this on Tinder and got 100,000 matches in only 24 hours. I'm guessing he had no problems finding one of those. Finally, a man with some realistic dating expectations. Some women will also see his great sense of humor and contact him because of it. It's not a bad strategy to get a match, and then when the woman hurts him, she can claim it's what he wanted all along. Number 17, this article asks, does testosterone make you gay? So now it looks like wokesters are shaming masculine men by calling them gays. They put stuff like this out there to further feminize straight men and weaken them. Someone posted in the comments saying that from what they see, most gay males don't even have enough testosterone, let alone too much of it. Sounds like they're really gaslighting us now. Up next, there you are trying to enjoy the franchises you loved as a child. And here comes the message to ruin it. I think we've lived long enough to see the downfall of everything we once loved. Except for the Back to the Future trilogy. But you could sure bet that they'll try and wreck that once Robert Zemeckis and Bob Gale are gone and the rights have been sold by their estates. Film and television are dying mediums anyway. They're trying to milk the last few bucks out of our childhood franchises. Number 19, this woman wants to leave her husband. She says he doesn't cheat, call her names, argue with her, and doesn't do anything she needs to worry about. But that's not enough for her. She's having a hard time losing 50 pounds to make herself attractive enough to be confident again, so she can go out looking for another guy. Which means she wants to find someone worthwhile of cheating with. Instead of staying with a loving man, she'd rather be a fat single mom on a dating app. I bet she was taking the pill when they met. Moving on, looks like Mia Khalifa played stupid games and has now won stupid prizes. She's had to go back to doing prawn to survive. But you know that at some point she's going to be too old to do that. And then she'll probably end up homeless, dumpster diving in her 40s and 50s, with no man wanting to be with her because she's a lonely fool's creator. She's just fishing for attention now. I can't wait to see her start hitting rock bottom in the next 10 years or so. Number 21, the Me Too backlash strikes again. HR personnel at companies are telling male employees to avoid being alone with women at work. Sheryl Sandberg, one of the former bigwigs at Facebook, says, this means women are facing a very serious crisis for women getting promoted. But it all comes down to women running out of ways to screw men out of money. With divorce, men stop getting married. With child support, men stop reproducing. With Me Too, men have stopped working with women if they can. Why do strong, independent women need male mentors? Why can't they just find female ones instead or do things on their own? Up next, Madison Bergman, a teacher, was busted for making out with a fifth grader, and she's still being paid her salary. If she was a man, she would have been in jail by now. I bet you nothing happened to her because of female privilege. Maybe what she was doing is part of some new radical sex ed program. This is why homeschooling is growing. As more men walk away, women will have no choice but to try and get together with younger and younger males. Number 23, these same types of teachers are bringing in people to read nursery rhymes during drag queen story hour. But I guess it's a great big Scooby-Doo mystery why trans ladies never read books in nursing homes to the homeless or sick and needy, but instead they only read them to kids. I think we all know what the reaction would be in the nursing homes from the old guys. They would do a lot more than just throw their soiled depends at them. Moving on, this newlywed Jordan Graham pushed her husband off a cliff because she didn't want to sleep with him. But why did this guy marry a woman that didn't want to be intimate with him? I'm also pretty sure that she didn't mean to get caught either. She was sentenced to 30 years in prison, but it'll probably be let go in just a few years. But seriously, she spared him a lot of pain. Imagine being married to her for 40 years. Number 25 and the last one, meet Caitlin, another pregnant single mother looking to mingle. Looks like she's trying to pack in as much fun as she can over the next 3 weeks or so before she pops. I'm really glad I'm not that baby looking at this photo in 18 years. At least you know that if you smash her, you can't get her pregnant. Just be glad you weren't born in this decade and your mother is dating while pregnant. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.